We then move to France. We're going to have to get to a final resolution of this, and we're going to get a lot of thinking as we get to the final resolution. It's almost spring. Gawain has been being beat up by Lancelot in their struggles, and even has wished that Lancelot would kill him, but Lancelot won't. And Arthur knows that this could be over if Lancelot would let it, if Gawain would let it be over. And they talk again about Gareth, and it's like in his heart Gawain knows Lancelot would not have done this on purpose, but because of Mordred's incitement of him, he just can't let it go. Arthur is anxious for peace. He's anxious for peace because it's like he wants to somehow retain or hold on to the civilization he has wrought. But that's going to prove to be impossible. They're awaiting mail. They speak of Mordred. And Arthur talks about justice tempered by mercy. And then the Bishop of Rochester comes. They've gotten their mail early. And Arthur has the news of what's happening. So we read on 620, it seems that Mordred, about two-thirds of the way down, has proclaimed himself the King of England under this new order of his. And so we talked about this, or mentioned this last time, this whole idea of a new order. So we have chivalry at the beginning, as it was under Uther,